Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss cultural globalization. So what is cultural globalization? Now, usse pehle aap ye samjho, what is globalization? Globalization is, as we all know, something becoming global in its reach. And when we say cultural globalization, so globalization of a particular kind of culture. And in particular, when the term cultural globalization is referred to, generally we refer to the American culture that is getting globalized. And there is a very famous term that is associated with this called McDonaldization. M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. McDonaldization. Okay, McDonaldization. And this was a term used by American sociologist called George Ritzer. R-I-T-Z-E-R. Okay, George Ritzer. In his 1993 book called The McDonaldization of Society. And in his book, George Ritzer defines McDonaldization as the process by which the principles of fast food restaurant are coming to dominate more and more sectors of American society as well as the rest of the world. Okay? But coming back to cultural globalization, okay? As a definition, cultural globalization can be said to be the spread of ideas, values and customs from one place or group of people to the rest of the world. Okay? Now, let me also clarify that cultural globalization is not something limited to American culture or globalization of American culture. Even Indian culture can get globalized or even Chinese culture can get globalized. But more often than not, what we see in mass media is the globalization of American culture. And cultural globalization also involves the flow of information, people and cultural practices across the globe. Okay? It's not just about McDonald's being there in every country of the world. That is not the only thing that comes under cultural globalization. It can refer to something much more broader than that. Not just a restaurant, but information, people, other types of cultural practices. Now coming to what are the advantages of cultural globalization and what are the negative impacts? Now one positive impact of cultural globalization is there can be increased levels of cultural diversity. Cultural globalization can increase the exposure and awareness of different cultures and their expressions such as music, art, literature as well as cuisine. Okay, so somebody sitting in India or somebody living in India can know a lot about American culture just by the MNCs that may be coming, by the different practices, American practices that may be coming in India. So cultural diversity increases. After that, cultural hybridity. Now, cultural globalization not only globalizes the culture, but also there can be some formation of a new culture. A hybrid culture can be found. For example, if you are living in India and there is the dominant Indian culture. And afterwards, when you come across a new culture, the American culture, there will be a kind of hybrid that will develop. A kind of amalgam between American culture and Indian culture. So a kind of cultural hybridity. So this is what cultural hybridity is. Okay? When cultural globalization creates new forms of cultural expression and identity that combine elements from different cultures. That is what cultural hybridity is. H-Y-B-R-I-D-I-T-Y. Hybridity. Now what are the benefits of cultural hybridity? Now this can generate a kind of creativity, innovation in the field of culture and also challenge fixed and rigid boundaries of culture. At the same time, cultural hybridity can also create conflict, confusion and also kind of resistance among those people who feel that their culture is being diluted or their culture is being distorted by an outside culture. Okay? After that, another advantage of cultural globalization is, as I told you in the beginning, cultural awareness, a kind of cultural awareness where our understanding and knowledge of another culture is refined. And not just another culture, but knowledge of one's own culture in relation to other culture. For example, if American culture promotes democracy and freedom, okay, in a country where democracy may not be there, suppose in a different XYZ country. So that exposure to American culture, American democracy or American freedom will ultimately lead to a kind of self-reflection, critical thinking amongst the people. So in case some country doesn't have democracy, they will think of adopting democracy or refining their democracy the way American democracy is, hai na? So greater cultural awareness is one of the results or advantages of cultural globalization. However, on the flip side or on the reverse side, cultural awareness can also generate feelings of resentment. Matlab kisi ko bura lag gaya, maan lo ki if their culture is being somehow mixed with a different culture, they can feel envious, they can feel resentment, hostility, and this can also generate reactions of fundamentalism, extremism or extreme nationalism. ठीक है, सो दीज वर सम ऑफ द एडवांटेजेस एंड डिसएडवांटेजेस ऑफ कल्चरल ग्लोबलाइजेशन. ठीक है, और एक और इम्पॉर्टेंट टर्म है, ठीक है, द प्रोसेस ऑफ अडॉप्टिंग एलिमेंट्स ऑफ ग्लोबल कल्चर टू लोकल कल्चर्स इज नोन एज ग्लोकलाइजेशन. ठीक है, ग्लोकलाइजेशन, GLOCALIZATION, ग्लोकलाइजेशन. So they can ask you in the exam, what is glocalization? And sometimes glocalization is also called cultural heterogenization. ठीक है? Not homogenization, but heterogenization. Cultural heterogenization. So from an exam point of view, just remember, what is the meaning of cultural globalization? उसके बाद, what are the advantages of cultural globalization? What are the disadvantages of cultural globalization? And finally, what is the meaning of glocalization? ठीक है?